I was born in 1989, and I found Mr. Museveni a president. And as I've gone up to university, my parents selling all the property we have at home and sending me to school. After graduating with a university degree, it has taken me now 6 years with no job. So I write this story. It is not a story about Nelson Ngwenya alone. It's a story about many Ugandans who have gone to school and they cannot get jobs, who cannot get medical care, who dehumanized and bullied and beaten on streets whenever they try to express their opinion to do with the dictatorship of Mr. Museveni is concerned. And so I wrote this book that gives fellow Ugandans, fellow discontented Ugandans, an understanding of who Mr. Museveni is.
Now, four-time presidential candidate Dr. Chisa Besigye launched your book this week. What does this mean to you as a young author?
Dr. Chisa Besigye is an icon and the founder and the father of the struggle against the dictatorship of Mr. Museveni. So he means a lot. He's symbolic. His presence on the launch of my book, it sends a big signal to fellow discontented Ugandans that it is the book that if really Ugandans want to liberate themselves, indeed they need to give attention, and it is a tool that they need if we are to liberate our country from the fangs of Museveni dictatorship.
Ugandans will vote in presidential election next year. How do you think your book fit into the whole scheme of Ugandan politics?
My brother James, the Ugandan politics as we talk of now, the president we have, Mr. Museveni, he clearly puts to us that for him is like a kotapini. If I may explain to you what a kotapini is, it's the part of the body of a bicycle. It can only be put by a hammer and can only be removed by a hammer. So I do not have lots of expectations in the next year elections. Mr. Museveni cannot be removed by elections. Ugandans need a collective action model to act as citizens and do away with Museveni.
Dr. Besigye said in launching your book that Ugandans need to move away from indifference to active discontent and actively fight oppression. Do you share these views?
Actually, my book is a call to fellow Ugandans to move away from indifference towards active discontent in the struggle against dictatorship of Mr. Museveni.
Any particular message for young would-be Ugandan authors or for the young people of Uganda in general?
My message goes to fellow Ugandans, more especially the youth, that fellow Ugandans, we need not be manipulated anymore by Mr. Museveni and his cronies and NRM. We need the change that is going to give us our political rights, where everyone is going to grow full potential, irrespective of where we are born, irrespective of our ethnic background, irrespective of our religion.
Thank you very much again, Nelson. It's so nice to talk with you.
Thank you, my brother James.